It's 2330 Coordinated Universal Time. Stay tuned for the international rebroadcast of The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave.
To Le Mans, everybody, my name is Paul Moth. Grab your knife and fork and follow me. We journey to the crossroads of the world, Gander, Newfoundland, airport town to the Earth's citizens and home of a singing stylist who's been doing it his way his whole life. Today, Roger Greeley, for you, with me, on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. The central Newfoundland town of Gander, linchpin of the Allied overseas effort during the Second World War, vital refueling station for virtually every transatlantic flight in the first 70 years of intercontinental air travel, though less so lately. And if you've ever stopped over there, you'll know the internationally celebrated voice of Roger Greeley. ...11 a.m. on a Wednesday morning at the Jetstream Hotel, Gander. We are in room 221 and Roger Greeley sleeps. Shh. Quiet now.
Warning is lifted for low-lying areas. Now for the news from Central. There was a leak in Benton. At least that's what Mayor Max Miller claims. Seepage under the highway, Kipler's Brook. Sewage coming from the cesspit. Mayor Peddle is demanding the department of
municipal. You did the old voice last night, man.
So begins a day in the life of Roger Greeley. This is my audio portrait of Gander's man of song at the crossroads.
Big day with Roger. Let's go.
Yeah, give me the kitchen. This is the first thing I do every morning. Call the kitchen, find out what's on the lunch buffet so I can work out a kind of thematic repertoire, you know? Yeah, this is Roger. Roger Greeley. Greeley. Yeah, the guy that sings during the buffet. Yeah, can I talk to the chef, please? Must be a new guy. Chef, Roger. Roger Greeley. Yeah. So what's on today? Chinese.
Yeah, great, I love
Fantastic.
Chinese.
Okay, see you at noon. Chinese.
So now, your repertoire, aren't you? You've been called, I know, the man of 100 songs. Are these all in your head?
Pretty much. Although, I keep some of the rhythm tracks in the trusty old Casio 220. Check this out here. Yeah, it's a good conga groove there. Hey? Yeah! What do you think? Sort of a genre crossover. East meets West. Don't like it, eh?
No.
Oh, wait. I got it! Bing, jing, dong, boom.
Dutch trout. Sukiyaki?
Oh, sure.
That's Japanese, Raj.
Japanese, Chinese, what's the diff? It's an Oriental buffet.
Huh, they have Japanese food.
Oh, wait, I got it.
Hey? Hey?
That is familiar.
Oh. The girls got to clean the room, Paul.
Oh, okay.
And continue this downstairs. I got to meet Phil anyway, go over the set list.
Roger Greeley has been a fixture in Newfoundland entertainment for 3 decades. But for a brief stint in Guam and Panama in the 70s, he has made this island dominion his home and stage since the 1950s. He will not divulge his birth date, but it is known that he was born Robert Greeley in Stephenville Crossing.
Yeah, it's true. Well, Roger's much snappier than Robert.
Yeah.
Bobby's not bad. Yeah. Bobby Darin was doing the same book, so, yeah. Oh, down this way.
Oh, wow, look at that, utility hallway. Fascinating.
It's all right if you're with me, man. It's cool.
Roger Greeley left the road in 1989 after contracting a fungal infection. He is now the house guy at Gander's legendary Jetstream Hotel.
Well, an artist matures, you know, logs the mileage. Only then is rewarded with a gig like this. I enjoy the stability.
Hi, Raj.
Hey, looking fine, Sue Ann.
So how does the money compare to what you'd make on the road, Roger?
Well, here I play for the room and unutilized food service items. Cream is in the tips. This lunch buffet isn't great, but the night gig at the steakhouse, let me say, it is very classy. An act like me, keeps me in dry cleaning money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Through here, Paul.
Before the lunch buffet, Roger goes over the set list with his most recent accompanist, Phil Rousel.
Knock it off. Okay, now notes, Phil. Ray, yesterday's buffet. You were changing keys so much I thought I was singing with Sybil.
Well, I thought I'd try like a jazz thing, you know?
A jazz thing?
A jazz thing.
Let me tell you something about jazz. Are you familiar with Moe Kaufman? Do you know Moe? A jazz thing? What do you know about jazz? How old are you?
I'm 32. How old are you?
Me? I'm 40. You, all right? Is that old enough for you? Now, do you have the set list down for today? We're going to start with the all-you-can-eat buffet theme.
Yeah, we'll go to the kung fu fighting. I have a question about my check, you know? I'm living in a car now. I was supposed to have a check yesterday.
I never talk about money before a gig, all right? After the gig. After tonight, the steakhouse.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a special How's She Going By to any denturists who are with us. Thank you. Welcome to the Wings and Things Lounge of the beautiful Jetstream Hotel in downtown Gander. I hope you good folks brought an appetite, because it's all you can eat with me, Roger Greeley. Yeah. What's on the menu today, Phil? Mr. Phil Rousel on the keyboard today.
Roger's first engagement every weekday at noon is to play musical host at the Jetstream's lunch buffet.
Okay, everybody, come on. Grab a tray. Follow Roger. It's time for the buffet conga line. Oh, Phil, you're making me hungry. Come on. All right, what do we got here? We got funky chicken balls, shrimp guy ding, wonton soup, Dai Dok Woe, egg foo young, pork chow mein. We got pineapple ribs, we've got honey dipped beef. Everybody was kung fu dining. Hoo! Those cooks were fast as lightning. Ha! In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Hoo! He fried with expert timing. Ha! Ha! Oh, yeah! I gotta go back to the kitchen for a second, Phil. I'll take it.
What is it, Roger?
Damn high kick. Got the inseam stitching across the old Stephen Eadie's. Downstairs, in the lower register.
Jeez, man, you're not ruined, are you?
Just... Oh, that's brutal. Ah. Well, Paul,
the show must go on.
Okay, I'm back. Little technical
yes, the
there.
Show must go on. Immediately following the luncheon gig, Roger is rushing to his next engagement, a sound check at Gander Gardens.
Denturists. Always a lousy house.
Oh, excuse me, Roger.
Oh, no, no, no. Excuse me! I seem to have stepped in front of your interminable solo!
Sorry, I mean, I was just, you know...
Whose name is on that marquee out there, Phil? Does it say Rousal up there anywhere?
It says Welcome Dem Terpists.
We'll talk about this later. Come on, we gotta get to the ring.
Sorry.
Give you a little space. Jeez.
I asked him to have a car waiting, Paul. I don't know what happened.
Oh, and Phil, another thing.
Yes,
could you please wait until the other diners have left before tucking into the lunch buffet?
Yeah, we're running on a chicken ball,
yeah, well,
Roger.
You might want to go a little easier on the chicken balls there, Philo. I don't think you can afford a new tux, and you are running out of cummerbund, my friend. Man, where's that damn taxi? Look, we're running out of time. We're going to have to hoof it. Come on. I know a shortcut.
Great.
Look, a little tip there, Phil. Always bring a change of footwear, man. I'll confess something to you, Paul. I once spent a couple of nights up here.
Why?
I was messed up on drugs.
It's an oft-told story in the music biz.
Yeah.
Is it ugly?
Well, Sudafed and, you know, heavy into the Neo-Citron tonight. Drinking quite a bit. Well, jeez, look out. Some kids have stashed some empty beer bottles here. Must be $20-$30 worth. To come back and get these later. Okay, come on. Hey, Phil, get a move on! Check, check, check 1, 2. Hello, Gander! Hello, Gander! I'm Roger Greeley. Check. Hey, Phil, you with me? Hey, Phil, 10-minute misconduct for being an arsehole. How about that?
The songster's civic duty, belting out an anthem before the big game. Tonight, Roger is scheduled to perform the Ode to Newfoundland and O Canada as the Gander Flyers tangle with the Conception Bay Seabees.
Phil, let's just start with the Ode and then give me a kind of Jimmy Smith vamp thing. Regular Ode, Jimmy Smith. Yeah. More Jimmy. More Jimmy. Yeah. Okay, that's great, Phil. Shut up. Okay. I'll start with some of the Ode.
When those little boats and fisher folks go out upon the sea.
Excuse me, Raj.
What?
Aren't you taking liberties with the Ode?
Paul, I'm a jazz singer, an improvisational artist, and improv is 6/7 of improve.
What are you saying?
Excuse me. Phil, knock it off for a second, will you? This is a documentary about me.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. That's okay. Come on over. You're not interrupting. This is Paul Moth from the BCN. He's doing a documentary special on Roger Greeley.
Hi, Paul. Suzanne Kelly, manager here at Gander Gardens.
It's good to meet you.
Yeah, Suzanne, look, could we talk about some of my backstage arrangements? I have a list of Diet Sprite, usually some fresh fruit. No bananas, though.
Gee, Roger, didn't Debbie call you?
No.
We've had to cancel. Turns out Mr. T had a layover, and we managed to get him to sing the Ode.
What, like... The Mr. T?
Yeah, sorry, I should have called.
No, look, I mean, Mr. T, we're talking the A-team here. Listen, do you think I could meet him?
No, that won't be possible.
Sure. So when can we reschedule, you think?
I'll have to look into that.
Sure.
3 p.m., and one usually finds Roger napping, refueling for his long night flight,
the red eye to showtainment. But today is different. Today, Roger Greeley is being honored by the Central Newfoundland Knights Templar. Today, Roger Greeley is being inducted into the Gander Mall of Fame.
Well, thanks for coming out, everybody. The Knights Templar, Lodge 12, Central Newfoundland, is proud to induct two great Newfoundlanders into the Gander Mall of Fame. Known to the people of the central region as Puds, Alf Blunden is being honored for his generosity, for giving of himself, for this year donating blood for the 100th time. Ladies and gentlemen, Puds Blunden.
Thank you. Oh.
Nervous, Roger?
Well, it's a big honor. It's fabulous to be recognized by the people. I've received other awards, but this one is just...
What other awards?
I don't think it would be... I don't want to blow my own horn.
No, just for background.
Our second inductee, a fixture in the community, reminding everyone that dogged determination, the will to soldier on in the face of often withering criticism, the ability to accept... to accept or accommodate... a reality, I guess. Ladies and gentlemen, Gander's man of song, Roger Greeley.
This is so meaningful to me. I will always cherish this commemorative spoon. And of course... Boy, this is hard for me. Naturally, I'd like to express my gratitude to the beautiful Fraser Mall, Assistant Manager Steve Fitzpatrick, to the Grand Vizier of the Knights Templar, Brian Granter, to the people of Gander, even those just passing through who have... I can't... Thanks, everybody. I almost forgot. I'm playing tonight at the Palais de Bouffe, beautiful Jetstream Hotel. Two sittings, 7:30 and 10:30. Please call ahead. Thank you. You're beautiful, Gander.
I wouldn't want people to get the impression that I drink in the afternoons, but, that was a very emotional moment for me back there.
I could sense that, Roger, yeah.
Hey, let me buy you a Greeley.
A Greeley?
It's a little cocktail named in my honor. Double creme de menthe and Sprite. Janet, the usual? I find the de menthe of the creme and the crisp effervescence of the Sprite combine to ventilate the old pipes, you know?
I can see that.
I'm working with a sensitive instrument here. Thanks. I don't smoke. Try never to yell. Avoid spicy foods. Also, because, you know, gas.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I love an onion bhaji, but I find that if I eat more than a half dozen
right.
of them...
It's 4:00. I gotta get to the airport.
Ooh, that's good. Thanks, Janet. Put it on my towel, okay?
The airport. Gander's raison d'etre. Life here revolves around its international rhythm. At one time, it was the gateway of every transatlantic flight, the crossroads of the world, a way station, an oasis for the first jet set. These days, as a discount refueling depot for Latin American and former Soviet bloc bulk carriers and charters, it's lost some of its cachet and all of its glamorosity. But hey, it's still Gander.
Would any passengers with small children or any persons requiring boarding assistance please proceed to gate 18 for pre-boarding?
I like to work some color into the announcements, but never get in the way of the meaning they're trying to convey. It's like Pete Mansbridge says, you know, reading a public announcement properly requires that the reader respect the writer's work, but not so much that it gets in the way of it. Oh, hang on.
Announcing the arrival of Air Moldova, flight 498...
But it's not entirely business. As with all things, Roger makes the flight announcements his own.
Smoking is restricted inside the terminal building, so if you have to light up your life, please do so in the designated smoking areas.
But all this, the lunch buffet medley, the odes and anthems, the impromptu numbers over the airport PA, all are merely a prelude for the act, the gig. Two sittings, 7:30 and 10:30. The Jetstream Hotel Steakhouse, Le Palais de Boeuf, known simply as the Palace in show business circles. This is Roger's stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a very classy venue. Six or seven steaks, surf and turf, escargot, French onion soup. I'm telling you.
Oh, my.
Oh, hey, Heinrich, could I speak with you for
a second?
Yeah. Look, please, when I am doing a ballad, could you not bring in the pepper steak?
Yeah, pepper steak, no ballad. Yeah.
Because, you know, the sizzling, it disrupts the whole vibe.
Yeah.
It breaks the connection that I've made with the audience. Yeah. Anyway, so check the reservation list here, Paul. This is always a bit of excitement. Oh, hey, Howie Meeker.
Wow.
No, wait, he canceled. Still, the former deputy mayor. That's not bad. Well, time to get ready. I go back to the room and get charged up, do my ablutions.
Well, thanks for letting us in here in what must normally be a very private moment, Roger.
Yeah, it's usually just me and that guy in the mirror. Hey.
Huh, well, this is in no way an endorsement of their fine products, but I could not help but notice that you use the Orsini Italiano line of men's personal grooming instruments.
Well, people are eating. You don't want them looking up and, you know.
Of course. Oh, you missed a bit there on the left nostril.
Oh, right you are. Thanks.
Ow!
Damn. Hey, Roger.
Yeah?
It's Phil. You know where Paul Moth is?
No, why?
There's a message. He's got to call his mother.
All right.
In 3 minutes, okay?
Okay, see you in the kitchen, Phil. This, doesn't look very good, so why don't you give me a couple of minutes? I'll leave first and come out later.
Okay.
Whew. Straighten up the bow tie, Phil. Jesus, man.
Oh, not 100%, Rog.
I'll say, you're sweating like a tuck in the cummerbund.
Oh. A seasoned performer like you still gets the jitters, eh, Rog?
Before a money gig like this, at a steakhouse? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And you too, Phil, you nervous?
No. My guts are boiled. Something in the lunch buffet is repeating on me.
Kelsey Breeze.
I'm feeling well, Raj.
Yeah. You just get your fat ass out there for the intro, man.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Raj. You're a real champ.
And don't... Man, that guy. How do I look, Paul?
You look good, Raj.
Thanks, man. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Come on, Roger. Come on.
For the owner of a Blue Four Temple, license number AHR874, would you please load the machines, clock, and service engine? And now, without further ado, the Palais de Boeuf.
Yes, here we go.
And his own man a song, Roger Greene.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Gander!
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you could use some exotic booze, there's a bar in Gander Bay where we can fly way up in the sky. Flip, flop, and fly way up in the sky. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever say that you're leaving on a jet plane. that you don't know when you'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to see you go.
Sure, you kissed me and smiled for me. Sure, we stood that great. You held me like you didn't want to ever let go. But I know you're up there now. In that big night sky. Probably in a comfortable aisle seat. Maybe even bumped up to business class because you're so beautiful. And I know you're looking back. And you're realizing it was time. Time for you to spread your tiny wings and fly away. Come on, Finn. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you and you and you and you and you. Do ba da 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 do da. Scooby doo 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 doo. Oh, 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 oh. Go, Phil. My co-pilot on the keyboards tonight, Mr. Phil Rosso. Take it up.
Roger's signature flyboy medley. He begins and ends each show with this pain to flights of song. And a 16-ounce sirloin steak with mushrooms and onions for $11.95. Man, that's not bad.
Mr. Phil Rosso. Mr. Phil Rosso, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Phil. Reel it back in there, buddy. Come back to Roger. Oh, I know that song. Hey. Do-ba-do-do. Ho-ho-ho. I do get a kick in a plane. Flying so high with some chick in the sky is my idea of something to do. Take that, Cole, 'cause I get a kick out of heading up, up and away, up, up and away, up and away, up, up and away, up and away.
Oh, man, that was not a great gig. I'm sorry you're going to be here for this, Paul. Phil? I know where he is. There are many things Phil needs to learn about show business, Paul.
Like not to go to the buffet until the paying customers are finished?
Yeah, and recognizing who the headliner is. This is never easy, I know. I've been cut from dozens of acts.
Phil?
Ah. Oh, man!
I'm gonna go wait up in the hall,
Roger. No, Paul, stay. Okay. Phil, you okay in there?
I don't know, Roger. The chicken balls. They're actually going right through me.
You're making me cry here, Phil. A while back, I was telling you about the Roger Greeley rules of showtainment. Phil, you with me?
This is really a bad time, Roger.
No, you listen to me, Mr. Rousel. A bad time is messing with Roger Greeley.
Roger, can't we please do this later?
Let me give you three names, Phil. Three names. You ever heard of Smokey Harper?
No.
Big Buddy Jackson?
No.
Ross Porter?
No.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're accompanists. They accompany the singer. Me, Bill. Me, the singer. They know their place.
Roger, I'm having trouble here.
You think that's trouble? I'll give you trouble. You're fired. Fucking showboater.
Roger! My parole is conditional.
Boo-hoo. You should have thought about that before you stuck up that gas station. This is how you repay a favor. Come on, Paul, we're out of here.
Roger!
The creative engine runs hot. Too hot. Too hot to cool down without a hang. A post-gig soiree to unwind. Be it in a dressing room, the back of a tour bus, or as tonight, in room 221 of the Jetstream Hotel, Roger's Retreat. The creative engine runs hot, too hot. too hot to cool down without a hang, a post-gig soiree to unwind, be it in a dressing room, the back of a tour bus, or as tonight, in room 221 of the Jetstream Hotel, Roger's Retreat.
My name is Vasily Karmalov, captain with Aeroflot. Old friends, I always drop in to see Roger, have a couple of drinks. I love him. He's the best, Roger Greeley. American music, I love it. Hey, Roger, play the Steiderman.
No, Vasily, no.
Green Acres.
Not right now, Vasily.
Oh, please, please, Roger. Flight leaves in 2 hours.
Later.
And you are?
My name is Doug. I'm a baggage handler.
Great. And you know Roger from where?
Who?
Roger Greeley.
No, I came with Vasily here.
Hi there, Paul Moth, BCN. You're fans of Roger's?
He's our fan.
Oh, I see. And now, you wouldn't be the lovely and radiant Mrs. Greeley, would you?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Sure, I'm a hooker from Oz Bay.
Chelsea, yeah, that's...
Hey, this is a little number. Roger sang once to the chairman of the board himself.
Green Acres! Sing Green Acres!
No! I'm not going to sing Green Acres, Vasily. Come on, please.
Spider-Man! Sing Spider-Man!
If you sing Roger, it'll be Roger Treat number 3.
Spider-Man! Spider-Man! That's whatever a spider can!
It's not our business with Roger, you know. We had a ting, and his voice, oh my. There was a time we had talked about settling down, mm-hmm. but Roger said he had a obligation to his audience. And while some people on mainland, he was hunting him for money he owed them. Got in booked for a lifelong gig at the Jetstream under assumed name. Roger, on aim. Get me another bag of cheeses, love. No, no, not that kind. Real cheesies.
Real cheesies.
Mm. Oh, you sweet man.
Here you go.
Thanks. I loves him.
Okay, come on. Go home.
Come on.
I know you don't have a home, but go home anyway.
I don't have a home.
Get out. Come on, go home, Adam.
One more for the road!
Yes,
one more for the road!
Get out! Friends, sure. Where were you people this afternoon?
Merman!
That was a special moment for me. Friends.
Get out!
Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra himself called me the recording secretary to the board.
Out!
I sang a duet with Mel Torme. You don't even know who he is, do you? Get out of my stuff, you. Come on, what are you doing? Get out of that minibar. I have dedicated my life to the American songbook.
Look out! And all you jerks want me to sing is Green Acres and the Beverly G.D. Hillbillies.
Yeah.
I need some air. Come on, Paul. Hey, Chelsea, you want to hang out here? Chelsea? She'll be fine. Follow me, Paul. God, today's been a big day for me, Paul.
What's that?
You're recording this, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Takes me a while to unwind, you know, from days like this. And I often end up down here by the lake, watching the sun come up. That's my time to meditate, my quiet time.
And didn't you once find a body down here?
Well, yeah, but let's talk about that later, okay?
You promise?
Yeah. Where was I?
Meditation, quiet time. Okay.
Right. Yeah, take a moment to get away from the round-the-clock buzz of the travel and hospitality industries to become one with nature.
It's a side of you I didn't know existed, Roger.
And in these moments, I get to thinking... For the record, you know, Gander's always been a lot to me. Special. Now, I say that from the bottom of my heart. I've never said that to anybody before, Paul. But I guess that sums up Roger. Say, you want to get some eggs?
I don't think so, Roger. I really need a few hours sleep. You know, the bus to St. John's leaves at a quarter after ten. And if I miss it, well, geez, it's another day in Gander.
Yeah, sure. Well, you go on, big guy, back to the hotel. I just want to hang on to this moment a bit longer.
Knock him dead, Roger.
Thanks, man. You're beautiful.
I want to thank everyone for coming down to the lake this morning. Got a beautiful sun coming up. My name is Roger Greeley. I got a little ditty on my mind. I think might be familiar.
Fame. Who can explain its mechanics? What are its parameters? Where are its depths? How can you get some? And why does it choose some and pass others by? Roger Greeley, Gander's living legend. Is the fortune that smiles on Roger the Cheshire Cat, the Mona Lisa, or Buddha? Or is it the more fleeting, infamous Andy Warhol four-minute smile of fame? Gander's motto is Crossroads of the World, and it belies its major characteristic, transience. Nobody stops long at a crossroads. You just get your bearings, have a bite to eat, top up the gas tank, and move on. Roger Greeley, true to his idiosyncratic form, has chosen a different route. He has made his final stand here in Gander. Roger Greeley, always dancing to the tune of a different drummer, out of time with time.
I hope you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. Me. What a night. Suddenly you came inside. Tony Bennett, looking just the way I hope you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. Intimate moment. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you. Never dreamed you wanted me to. I'm so proud. You chose one from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me. I'm so lucky to be me.